Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, good evening. Welcome aboard. Another day, another Monday into a Tuesday. It is Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America presented by Rocket Mortgage. And rocketmortgage.com with $10,000 towards your closing costs with each approved mortgage. As we get it rolling here on a Monday evening quarterback edition. One game left in week number two of the National Football League. We'll get Atlanta on the road against Philadelphia. Do I have that right? Is that I got to check. All right. So we got Atlanta, Philly tonight. We look forward to it. And we'll go through the menu of games that were played in the National Football League on Sunday and then going back to Thursday night as well. And wrap up, put a wrap on a college football. Yes, a lot to get to. Texas, Arch Manning. What about Quinn Ewers rest of the way? We shall see there. Wisconsin blown out, Alabama flexing their might. Who wouldn't want to see Texas and Alabama in the newfangled SEC with the Longhorns now in the Southeastern Conference? So that's where we'll get started. Even some WNBA. Listen, seeds 1 through 4, I think even 1 through 6, as Dom pointed out excellently last Thursday. There's a little bit of fluidity. 3 seed could change a little bit. I think it'll be Connecticut hosting Indiana on Sunday. We'll get 4 games on Sunday. The 7-8 seeds are a little fluid. We shall see. Chicago will finish up with the Connecticut Sun at the Mohican Sun Arena in Uncasville, Connecticut. And away we go. Should be some excitement. I think there's some juice with the WNBA playoffs. That's just me. You know, I mean, people say I'm going over the top with this thing. I am into it. Caitlin Clark. And if they do play Connecticut, well, her chief nemesis is there, and that's Janae Carrington, who has really caused Clark fits. She defends that perimeter, and she just absolutely buttons up and is a shutdown defender of Caitlin Clark. 3 games out of the 4 went to Connecticut in the win column there. So we'll do that. But a lot of football talk on a Monday. Andy Talley, Hall of Fame coach, 2020, the year, former coach at Villanova. He's got his top 16 amid a plethora of people ranking the team. So we will do that when we get it going here. Monday into a Tuesday, it's Sports Overnight America, and we're coming right back. If you weren't with me in the gym, ain't no need to double back, don't even trip. I told her, get with the program, walk and play like a slow jam. Ooh, this ain't regular, regular. I ain't nothing that you settle for. No, nice try, wrong guy. Maybe next time.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, Sports Overnight America presented by Rocket Mortgage, American Premium Vodka. We are not going to waste a lot of time today. These Monday into Tuesday, Monday evening quarterback editions are absolutely gold because we have a lot of landscape to cover. Let's get him in here. Does a great job keeping an eye on the NFC North from his Chicago outpost, the NFL at large, college football assignments. He jumps at the opportunity, found himself in Madison for Saturday's blowout, Alabama-Wisconsin. We'll kind of save that for last. I want to get right to the Bears. Take the temperature right now. Let's hear, where is Chicago Bear Nation right now, given that performance last night? And Caleb Williams sacked seven times, my Lord. And the offensive line didn't block a lick. I mean, Swift had, 14 carries for 18 yards, could not run the football. Tell me, give me an overview here before we get into and dice it up here a little bit. Let's hear it. Go ahead.
Yeah, Marty. I mean, when you look at this team in primetime, it's just like, it's not even Caleb Williams' fault. He would say hike, and the whole defensive line would be in the backfield. He'd have literally, like, not even a second to even look to throw. And it's not like, you know, he was missing a lot of throws or doing things wrong. He scrambled out of the pocket many times and tried to buy himself even more time. But that pass rush, I mean, was just getting through the offensive line like it was a Pee Wee football game. I mean, it was absolutely ridiculous out there. And then you look at Swift, you know, people were complaining about Swift, but he really had nowhere to run. Every time he get the ball on a handoff or catch a screen, he's already being tackled as soon as he catches it. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. Our defense showed once again that we are probably one of the best defenses in football. I would say a top five defense in the league right now. But overall, I mean, we can't block anybody. I think me and you could get some pressure on the Bears' offensive line, Marty.
Well, Friday when we talked or whatever, if you had told me that Houston was only going to score 19 points, I would have given the Bears a 80% chance to win the game. I really would have. Maybe 70, 75, but I'm saying even 80. They did a hell of a job defensively. That's a wasted opportunity on the road. Where do we go from here? You know, listen, he looks across the way at Stroud. I mean, Stroud was pretty decent. That is a very good Texans team. So there's no you can't go crazy and kill the Bears for losing to the Texans. A lot of good teams are going to lose to the Texans because the Texans are an excellent team. But here they go on the road to the Colts, and this is an angry Colts team. They got bullied by Malik Willis and Green Bay. All right, they lost a heartbreaker to the Texans week one. So they come in, the Colts come in bucking and spewing and stammering at 0-2. This is going to be an angry Colt team on Sunday. Give me a quick hit there.
Yeah, I think overall, I mean, even just the Colts and every team in general right now in this season, people are having a hard time adjusting to what defenses are giving them. I don't know if you noticed, but a lot of teams are struggling to score. I mean, you're looking at these younger quarterbacks right now that are lost out there at some point. Even we seem like, let's go back to the Bears game. I don't know if you paid attention, but there were so many times Caleb Williams was trying to adjust maybe the protection to just get himself more help, but these guys are not making these reads fast enough, and these defenses are just eating everybody up. Look at how many interceptions we had with Caleb in the field position that they were giving up. Even with C.J. Stroud, I mean, he had excellent field position. To only score 19 points against a team like the Bears is kind of underwhelming when you look at it because of the field position that he got throughout the game. I was expecting, if you told me Caleb throws a couple picks, the Texans should have had at least 28 points.
Yeah, I agree. Holding them below 20, checking that box was huge. But, you know, the Texans defense, and I thought special teams came up really big for them. All right, let's stay in the division. I mean, you got to give the Vikings a lot of credit. You really do. San Francisco comes in. Granted, no McCaffrey. It was a short week coming off a Monday night thumping of the Jets in the opener. But that was that a flat performance out of San Francisco and just a heightened, I thought, very focused Minnesota team? I thought it was a combination of both. I just think Minnesota took advantage of an opportunity. They needed to get the lead. I thought the crowd there at U.S. Bank was huge. Huge, huge box check for the Vikings taking care of the Niners. Let's hear. Go ahead.
Sam Darnold impressed me. Greatly. You know, he had a fire in his eyes that I've never really seen out of a guy like Sam Darnold. And he connected with Justin Jefferson on that 97-yard touchdown pass that was an absolute beauty. I mean, it was a rocket down the field. And this was a team that, coming in, nobody expected to win. Nobody gave them a shot at all. And they came in and they played their asses off. I mean, it was just a great game overall by the Minnesota Vikings. And they knocked off, you know, a San Francisco 49ers team that many believe is a top three team in the NFL.
Yeah, and you know, you made a great point, too, with the big play to Jefferson. That's a backbreaker, but Naylor caught three or four balls. Jones, he moved the ball around here a little bit. You know, they're kicking excellent, which has been a real, real Achilles heel. And like you said, Darnold, look, he didn't light things up, but he had 109 quarterback rating, 17 of 26. 268 with the two passing touchdowns. He was sacked three times, threw one pick, and they ran the ball. They ran the ball for, let's see, 114. They ran the ball for 144 yards, 146 yards. Ty Chandler, outstanding, former North Carolina Tar Heel back. Great job out of the Vikings. The other head scratcher, rematch of a playoff game. How about those Tampa Bay Buccaneers? I thought Detroit would come back and get them late. The defense held. Campbell blames himself. The clock management before the half was an absolute disgrace. And you know something? His riverboat gambling going back to last year's postseason's annoying, and now the inexcusable mishandling of the clock. A horrible job out of Campbell. He needs to go to school. Learn the ABCs, would you please? Unacceptable at this level of football, Zaid.
Unacceptable, 100%. And, you know, he's shown lapses in times of games where it's like, sometimes you look at Campbell and you think, wow, this guy is a great coach. And then other times you look, and like you said, Marty, just unexcusable, you know, mishaps throughout random games and random times where things that you think are very easy and relatively, you know, normal execution, it just doesn't happen from Campbell. He just makes those mistakes. But you can't ignore, though, what Tampa Bay did in that game. Baker Mayfield looks absolutely great. He's found a home over there. Chris Godwin, you know, the whole team, they got weapons everywhere. You got some of the best receivers in football, and they're scoring, and they're doing it really well.
All right, let's spend a couple minutes. I'm going to ask Dominic to give you an extra minute on the back end. But I want to get to the college game. I mean, you saw Alabama front and center. Great job out of you. Good hustle up to Madison. Van Dyke goes down after going 5 for 5 in the first drive along the sideline. Boom, knee, gone. Out for the year, the Miami transfer gone. They got to go to Braden Locke. He wasn't horrible. Rockwell, Texas kid, but I think a true freshman. So this is a really, really tricky spot. So Luke Fickell and Wisconsin season probably went up in smoke, and you saw it firsthand on Saturday. Let's hear it. Go ahead.
Yeah, so arriving to the stadium, I got there early, and let me tell you, this place was bumping. It was packed with energy, and you want to talk about a school and a team that was ready to play Alabama? That was Wisconsin. And in that first drive, they got the ball, and they marched all the way down the field. And, you know, he was hitting on Van Dyke on every single cylinder, was just hitting. He was scrambling for yards. He was making the correct read, making the correct throws, and they were ready. And it's unfortunate. As soon as that injury happened, it's like you just sucked the whole life out of the stadium. And now you have a true freshman. Imagine that, a true freshman coming in and his first time to play is against Alabama. I mean, it's a horrible, horrible worst-case scenario thing that happened in Madison, Wisconsin.
Two quick questions on Bama. Tell me about Milroe, how he impressed you, and tell me about Alabama. The one thing, I've seen Alabama a handful of times, the one thing every single time I see him, I come away shaking my head that athletes and football players can be that quick. They're always speed merchants. Tell me about Milroe. Tell me about how Alabama impressed you. Let me hear.
Yeah, Milroe was running the speed option great. You know, he was sometimes giving it to the ball handler, sometimes taking it himself. He's a guy that could run just like a Lamar Jackson type of talent, you know, and he could throw the ball downfield. You have Williams, the wide receiver, 17 years old, caught a huge touchdown pass in the beginning of the game. This is an Alabama team. What stuck out to me most was their offensive line. I mean, they have some of the biggest offensive linemen I've ever seen in college football, you know, and they're blocking and they're creating space for everybody to run, and Milroe's running all over everybody. And it's going to be a tough team to beat. You know, I see this team ranked in the top two or three in my eyes. I know that they're ranked a little bit further back, but this is a team that's going to be very, very tough to beat when it comes towards the college football playoff in the end of the year.
I mean, this Saturday, I want to give you a choice. I want to put you to work Saturday. Do I send you to Northern Illinois, or do we send you to Northern Illinois to see Buffalo take on the Huskies after they picked off Notre Dame? Or do we send you over to Notre Dame to see another blowout as they're going to take out more frustration on Miami of Ohio? We'll talk to you during the week. Zaid, you're the man. Great job out of you, pal. Excellent, excellent work this week. Thank you.
Thank you.
You got it. Zaid Hussain, he's our man in the Midwest, college and pro. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight America. We're coming back. Tyler Levine will tee it up with him. Don't go away.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
All right, welcome back here on Sports Overnight America, American Premium Vodka, Geico as well, as we talk the world of sports. And, Harrison Walls for president, some of the political folks weighing in. Crazy weekend once again with the Trump situation, but we'll steer clear. We'll keep it on the world of sports. Here he is. Let's go inside the world of Tyler Levine. Does an outstanding job. He is the lead anchor and co-host of First Touch, the outstanding soccer program, which here's Fridays and replays on Sundays. Heard it yesterday on the way to the ball game. Tyler, welcome aboard. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Marty?
Well, it's easy. I'll put it on a tee for you. Out of these 0-2 teams, listen to this. This is a shocker. Ravens, how do you lose that game? 0-2. They lose to Kansas City, and they blow a game at home to Las Vegas. Colts, 0-2. Jags, 0-2. Titans, 0-2. There's some expected there. Denver, 0-2. That's just the AFC, for crying out loud. Let's jump over to the NFC, if I could do that. Yes, we can. And we got the Giants 0-2, not a surprise. Panthers, anything but 0-2 would be a shock. The Rams 0-2. So, historically, Ben Volen in the Boston Globe wrote a piece in his Sunday NFL Notes column and aptly pointed out, you go 0-2, you got about a 30% chance of making postseason. I think we have some aberration in play here. Cincinnati, a head-scratching 0-2 with a loss to New England, but you lose to Kansas City. Okay. Baltimore, weird. So, you tell me, out of these 0-2s, who is going to be okay? And I'm going to add an addendum. Lawrence down in Jacksonville is starting to look like a complete bust. That's a lot to chew off here, so let's take it in small bites. Let's start with the 0-2s. Who's likely to bounce back in your world, Tyler? Go ahead.
Well, you know, it's an interesting predicament. You know, it's the Ravens starting 0-1 against the Chiefs. You don't think too much of it, and then they, you know, drop the ball against a Raiders team that got, you know, pretty much shown up by the Chargers in week one, and that's a head scratcher. You go over to the Bengals, it's kind of the flip. They got absolutely shocked in week one, and then they, you know, lose to the Chiefs. In my opinion, they should have won that game. I think that pass interference call is pretty terrible. I'm not that worried about the Bengals. I think, historically speaking, over the last couple seasons, they have not played well in week one to begin with. And when you throw in the whole Jamar Chase scenario, that, you know, has to have something to do with it. They played a good game against the Chiefs, though. Their defense played well. You know, it was field goal after field goal for the Chiefs, outside of a couple touchdowns. I'm less worried about the Bengals than I am the Ravens, because, the Ravens are known for their defense. They lose their defensive coordinator and put up a 20, you know, give up 26 to a Raiders team that really is not that gifted offensively outside. I mean, it's Gardner Minshew. You know, the guy's I'm a fan of him because I think he's a cool dude, but, you know, he's not a quarterback that is going to go and, you know, win you games necessarily most of the time. At least he's not expected to. So I'm a little more worried about the Ravens, and it's tough because they're in a division where the Steelers and the Browns, you know, offensively are both not very good, obviously, but defensively they're pretty strong teams, and, you know, those are not easy games to win. Going to Cleveland, going to Pittsburgh, and even when they come to you, it's always testy. So I think out of the Bengals and the Ravens, I'd lean to say I'm more worried about the Ravens, but someone I'm probably more worried than both of them is the Rams. Cooper Kupp is now injured. Puka Nacua is injured. Obviously, it's a tough one to go into Detroit week one and win. But, you know, they got absolutely blown out yesterday. It wasn't particularly close at all. I mean, the game was over by the second drive with Marvin Harrison Jr. absolutely balling, four catches. I mean, had, what, 100-something yards. Let's see, 130 yards, two touchdowns. Mm-hmm. The Rams are not in a good place right now, but I don't think they were really expected to be like a, you know, top of the pack dog to begin with, like the Ravens are. But you know, I'm pretty worried about the Ravens. Things are not looking great for them. Mark Andrews hasn't been great through 2 weeks. Obviously, Derrick Henry is a dog, but even his efficiency hasn't really been there outside of like a 30-yard run. And they don't really have too many weapons at receivers outside of Zay Flowers. So it's, you know, it's a weird place. And who would have thought, you know, Jim Harbaugh would be 2-0 with the Chargers, John Harbaugh would be 0-2 with the Ravens.
All right, let's go to the AFC South. You've got three 0-2 teams, Titans, Jags, and Colts. Colts are going to have the Bears on Sunday at home. I've got that game circled. Jacksonville, who knows what Khan's going to do? That team might be ripe to move to London if they do go into the UK. I think there's going to gain momentum there. But more importantly, I'm sorry, Trevor Lawrence, they just unload. They're stuck with a huge offseason contract. He's looking like a bust. How about Jacksonville? What a disgrace. What a mess.
Yeah, I mean, after watching how the Browns played in week one, you know, the Jags being home, you know, you would have expected a much better effort than this. And Trevor Lawrence is just, I mean, he's not the guy that he was anticipated to be.
How do you take that sack in the end zone down 16-13? You're looking for a game-tying, send the game into overtime field goal, and you don't get rid of the ball? I mean, what the hell was he thinking?
Yeah, it's a rookie mistake, and you'd expect that from a rookie, but, you know, he's now, what is it, his third or fourth year? I'm not exactly sure, but, I mean, I remember when this guy's coming out of Clemson, it was who could tank faster to get him, and now it's looking like they avoided, you know, the mistake of a lifetime outside of Bryce Young, who's, you know, potentially, in my opinion, the worst number one pick I've ever seen. You know, Trevor Lawrence is not looking good, and this Browns team, same thing, same thing as I was saying about the Raiders. They're not a particularly gifted team on the offensive end. And they, you know, go into Jacksonville, get a win after an embarrassing week one. So it's a really tough scenario for the Jags that they find themselves in, and it might be time to blow the whole thing up and start over.
All right, we can start poking holes, Tyler Levine, into some 2-0 teams. We'll start AFC North. The Steelers are a fake 2-0. They played terrible teams. Strength of schedule, 31st in the league right now, and they've scored 31 points. Buffalo's a real deal. They've played strength of schedule 10. The Patriots are 1-1. Should have won yesterday at Foxborough. They've got the 10th rated schedule. Another 2-0, the Texans, strength of schedule 24. Chargers 2-0, schedule 24. Chiefs tied for 31st, weakest schedule in the league. Over in the NFC, the 2-0s. Vikings, again, tied for 24th. That strength of schedule, not great. Saints 2-0, but they lit up the Cowboys, just absolutely torched them, and they also torched the horrible Tampa team. Buccaneers 2-0 with a strength of schedule at 10. Falcons play tonight. Panthers are god-awful. Seahawks 2-0. But they've beaten up on a couple teams. The Patriots, we don't know where to go with them. What do you think of the 2-0s? Who's caught your attention? I'll be honest with you. I'm most impressed with the Texans right now and the Vikings. They blow me away.
I think that the Texans, I'm not shocked that the Texans are 2-0 and that they look good, because I think that going into the season with the additions that they made, like, that's not surprising for me. What really has caught my eye the most thus far, and I don't think it's particularly close in my opinion, is the Bucs and the Saints. I mean, how about Baker Mayfield? The guy is bounced around, kicked out of Cleveland, talked down on, and here he is going to Detroit, leading his team to victory. I mean, you can tell that everyone there loves this guy. He plays with heart. He plays hard. He does not give up. He takes accountability. And he's found himself a nice role in an offense with good weapons that they can go and rely on their defense to hold a very good Lions offense to 16 points and get a gritty, gritty win on the road. And then the Saints, I don't even know where to start. I mean, this is insane. I remember I was watching this game yesterday, and I took the Cowboys. I'm thinking, there's no way the Saints do this again. It's the Panthers. We got to overlook this. And they absolutely lit up the Cowboys. I mean, the Saints scored on the entire season, their first 15 drives, they did not punt. That is insane. Kamara, 3 touchdowns.
Unbelievable.
Shaheed is an absolute weapon deep. It's the second game in a row with a 50-plus yard touchdown. And they walked into Dallas and absolutely embarrassed the Cowboys. Embarrassed them. Walked all over them. This game was over at halftime. And you can tell, obviously, by the box score, both teams pretty much were like, all right, we know where this one's ended up. I mean, there was, 12 points total in the second half. Cowboys had 3 points in the second half. I mean, that's insane to me. And the Vikings, I mean, I guess they're apparently the 49ers' Achilles heel. 2 years in a row, I believe the Niners have lost in Minnesota. Sam Darnold, another guy that's just, you know, kicked out of Carolina, no good for the Jets. And here he is, a 2-0 starting quarterback in the NFL. And the Vikings are, you know, off to an absolute flying start. I don't think anybody expected this by any means. And staying on that trend, the Chargers as well.
Yep.
I mean, they had their first back-to-back rusher of 100 yards since 2016, Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, outstanding. He found new life. We only got a minute and a half. We're going to have to do soccer. I'm going to need you a handful of times this week, and you got soccer on the weekend as well. But look at these matchups coming up on Sunday. Texans-Vikings up in Minnesota. Chargers-Steelers. Eagles-Saints. I'll even give you a Bears-Colts because the Colts are going to be angry. Dolphins-Seahawks. Seahawks impressive. I'll tell you, Geno just finds a way to win. He's not flashy, but, man, the guy can quarterback. Ravens-Cowboys. Boy, the Ravens are going to have their ears pinned back. And then you got the Lions and Cardinals, Chiefs and Falcons, that game in Atlanta. Give me 25 seconds. Look at those games. How about that?
Yeah, this is an unbelievable slate. I'm really excited for this Lions-Cardinals game because the Cardinals offense seems like they're absolutely ticking. They went into Buffalo, put up a ton of points. They absolutely smoked the Rams. And I think that this is going to be probably the most intriguing game of the week for me.
Good job. Soccer later on in the week. We'll do a boatload with you on football. We'll get you to weigh in on that. So good job out of you, Tyler. Excellent.
Thank you, Marty.
Yes, sir. He is excellent. Tyler Levine. All right, Andy Talley. He was the coach at Villanova. Yeah, they're known for basketball, but also he had a nice FCS program there. College Football Hall of Fame inductee in 2020. Andy Talley coming up next here on Sports Overnight.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium.
It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, we're talking the world of sports here. We're going to shift gears here. Andrew Talley did reach out to us. Something has come up. He has moved to tomorrow. Again, Hall of Famer 2020, College Football Hall of Fame, former coach at Villanova, and a voter in the weekly top 16. We got a whole boatload of those, and I'll have a little fun with Coach Talley hopefully tomorrow. So that'll bring Dom into the equation. And this might be a little bit of a gift because – nothing against Andrew Talley. NFL Mondays, baby. Niner Nation, let's hear. Mason looked good. They lose on the road at Minnesota. No CMC. We'll see about McCaffrey. He'll be out the 4 weeks. Your reaction, 1-1 start for your Niners. Let me hear.
They're playing uninspired football at the moment, and the issues that I've had with the team are continuing, and they're exacerbated by McCaffrey being hurt and Hufanga still being out, and now Debo being out, expected to be out a couple of weeks. I don't think Kyle Shanahan is an offensive genius. I really don't. And I know a lot of people will be like, oh, he's a genius, genius. I think his hubris gets in the way of him truly being a play-calling genius, because watching that game against Minnesota, I believe it's the first two drives, Jordan Mason didn't run the ball once. They got off to a flat start. And I think Brock Purdy, he's a good quarterback. I don't think he's this superstar, mega awesome guy. He makes some amazing plays. Nothing against Purdy, but I think he's very limited, and we've seen him do it a couple times, but that's about it. When they're down and they need to go, Shanahan and Purdy combined can't get it done when they need to throw. And Brock Purdy's second interception where the ball slipped out of his hand, no pressure, I groaned.
Secondary got torched a couple minutes, or actually about 5 minutes into the second. Over the middle, Darnold to Jefferson, 97 yards. Ouch. But they bounced back as Purdy got him back on the board before the half. So it wasn't, you know, it wasn't fatal. But just Sam Darnold. I mean, this guy maybe has found himself a nice little home in Minnesota. Where do you go with Darnold? You watched it. What do you think?
I think at this point, he's exactly what he is, and that is a good backup quarterback that when your starter goes down, you don't mark the game as an instant loss. There are some backup quarterbacks. I always go back to the Arizona Cardinals when they made the playoffs. It was maybe 4 or 5 years ago. It was at the height of, are somebody going to let Kaepernick back into the league? And I think the Cardinals were on their like fourth quarterback and had to start some super random guy in the playoffs. And that's an instance where, all right, yeah, I don't feel good about my backup quarterbacks. Sam Darnold, I don't want him being my long-term quarterback, but if he's going to fill in or this season he's going to be my quarterback for the year, I could do a lot worse. And I think he's in a situation and he's taken some things from his time in San Francisco and he's improved. And am I excited to have Sam Darnold as my team's quarterback? No. But am I ruining the day that J.J. McCarthy got hurt and I got to watch Sam Darnold? Not really. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I like the fact that he obviously has the best receiver in the league, in my opinion, Justin Jefferson. But Naylor came up with 3 or 4 catches. Say what you want about Aaron Jones. He's great catching the ball out of the backfield. I mean, they can move it around here a little bit. This this Minnesota team is interesting. I think what's good, though, Dom, is what the doctor and the schedule maker has served up. The Rams look terrible. And I think Matthew Stafford might be on the cusp. He might be done. I mean, he might be done. 0-2 start. I know they're on the road, but I think this is a good spot for the Niners. Give me a quick hit, Niners-Rams on Sunday, and then we'll do some WNBA stuff.
The Niners should win, but the Rams always play them well. Stafford will be without Nacua. He'll be without Kupp. But just something in my stomach makes me feel like that just means Colby Parkinson, the tight end, is going to go for like 130 yards and two touchdowns. I don't know why I think that. I just have that kind of that sick feeling that it should be a good spot bounce back for the Niners, but something just doesn't feel right because the Rams always do play them well. I will say not having McCaffrey, not having Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk better get up to speed real quick because if he's not, it's going to be a George Kittle and Juwan Jennings game. And I like Juwan Jennings. I don't know if I want him as my 1A on offense, though.
All right, let's get to the WNBA. Did an excellent job. Got positive feedback last week. 1, 2, 3, 4 seeds look pretty solid. There could be some fluidity with Minnesota and Connecticut. But right now, I looked at all sorts of percentages, and you know, sometimes those are the kiss of death. But I'm feeling like Connecticut is going to open as the 3 seed on Sunday, and I believe they will host. Obviously, they would host because the Indiana Fever and Caitlin Clark are locked into 6. And then 7 and 8, as you pointed out. Let's review that. That's still kind of fluid. Your thoughts on the 1 through 8 right now. I know this is kind of redundant, but some people didn't hear it, and I think it bears mentioning again. Your thoughts on 1 through 8. What do you think?
All right, so only 2 teams are locked in. The Fever locked in at 6, like you said, and the Phoenix Mercury are locked in at 7. All the other seeds, it's probably not going to change, but mathematically, like you said, percentages, they can change. So right now, the Liberty are the 1 seed, the Lynx are the 2 seed, the Sun are 3, the Aces are 4, the Storm are 5, excuse me, the aforementioned Fever and Mercury locked in at 6-7, and right now the Atlanta Dream hold that 8th spot. I don't know what the right solution is, but the fact that most of the league gets into the playoffs, I don't like it, because if it just, I'm not a staunch defender that if you're under 500, you shouldn't make the playoffs. Things happen. It's fine. But I see the Chicago Sky and the Atlanta Dream competing, and they're, you know, 5 to 7, 8 games under 500. I'm like, maybe we should only have 7 seeds this year. But it's going to be a top-heavy thing. The Fever, not a great matchup with the Sun, if that's what it ends up being. You highlighted Dejanay Carrington. Yep. Everybody wants to call her, ghetto trash talk, ghetto trash. Well, you know what? She backs it up because she plays phenomenal defense. And since those skirmishes early in the season with Caitlin Clark, has become a bona fide scorer. I wasn't familiar with her game prior to this year, but she's a legitimate scoring option and a lockdown defender, so it's a tough matchup for the Fever, and they've exceeded all expectations. Let's get real. I know Caitlin Clark had sky-high expectations. Well, guess what? All-time rookie scorer in the league. All-time assists in a single season ever, any player. She's exceeded all expectations, but the expectations as a whole for the team were low. They were the worst team back-to-back years, and they're in the playoffs. I think it might be a quick one and done in the playoffs, but if you're an Indiana Fever fan, you got to be excited about the future for sure.
Dom Jimenez on the WNBA, the playoffs will start on Sunday. Here's what I think. I have no problem with 8 teams. It's only a 12-team league. It's going to expand. We're going to get over 20 here pretty quick. We got the Bay Area coming in, which you're going to love. Toronto's coming in. It's great. Here's what I do know. Give me a scenario. I think the Fever have a shot to go into Connecticut and grab one up in Uncasville. Grab one. Get a split. Now, I know they lost 3 of 4. You're right about Carrington. She's a beast. Connecticut's the better team. There's no question. And they're going to get 2 games at Mohican Sun in that building. So it's going to take. But I give – this is not the same Fever team. Their only win against Connecticut came after the Olympic break. That Olympic break served Caitlin and a lot of teams, I think, it served them well. There was a different team in the second half of the season. You can call it maturation. I think it was some relaxation, getting away from basketball for a while, and they came back with renewed vigor. Can you see Clark, Mitchell, Boston somehow coming together, gaining a split, and then it's all hands on deck in a decisive game three back in Indianapolis? Give me a situation. You think or no? Or am I just trying to...
No,
I
definitely could. You know, there's all this talk about Caitlin Clark and Asia Wilson. Even the Liberty somehow, as the number one seed, are not being highly talked about as we had, two games left before we start the playoffs over the weekend. Kelsey Mitchell has been one of, if not, excellent. I won't say the best, but she's been one of the best players since the break, like you mentioned, and she's never going to get the huge talking points just amongst her team. You got two number one overall picks and arguably the biggest name in women's basketball in years, if not ever, with Caitlin Clark. But Kelsey Mitchell is extremely good. She's on fire right now. I could definitely see a scenario where Alyssa Thomas and Dewana Bonner and Carrington are just slightly off enough that the Fever can take advantage of it. I'll ask you a really quick question, Marty. Do you remember a week into the season and you thought the head coach was going to get fired for the Fever? Times have changed, huh?
Yeah, I was all over sides. I thought this woman was in way over her head, and all Christy Sides has done is found a way to win. I'm serious. I mean, even they're going to play Washington, and the Mystics have been on fire of late. I'm kind of thinking they may sneak in the back door and get the if I get the right scenario where they could sneak into the playoffs here. The Fever finish up with them. Hey, listen, if they go 20-20, like you said, they're locked into the sixth seed. I'm leaving her alone. Heck, she can get coach of the year as far as I'm concerned. But, Dom, I'm looking forward to these playoffs. I think I like your point, top heavy. I think that's fair. But, listen, you still got to play these games. And I think some of these teams that have multiple Olympians, they may be a little fully stretched. I mean, they didn't get much of a break. They had to travel halfway around the world. I think we got some drama here. If there is a sleeper that kind of comes in here and upsets the – top heavy apple cart, who is it? Is it Indiana? Is it Seattle? Who could be an outlier that kind of sneaks in and maybe finds their way to the finals? Let me hear.
I'm going to take the cheap route. I'm going to give you two answers, and you know, I'm narrowing it down to a whole half of the lower seated feel here is I think could be a sleeper, but I think it's the Fever and the Mercury.
Okay.
Anytime you have a superstar player, I think you've got a shot. I don't care how many other good players are on the team. All it takes is your superstar, especially in a best of three series, going off just twice. Now, yes, you look at the Connecticut Sun. I highlighted all their great players. They're off just two games, and Caitlin Clark or Aaliyah Boston or Kelsey Mitchell go off. They can beat them. They can.
Yep.
You look at the Mercury, Kalia Copper has been an MVP candidate almost the entire season. Brittany Griner, she's aged a little bit, but guess what? She's still Brittany Griner and very difficult to guard one-on-one. And Diana Taurasi can still shoot. I know that was the whole argument. Oh, Caitlin Clark's a better shooter. It doesn't matter. Diana Taurasi has won at every conceivable level in her career, and she can still shoot. The Mercury, do I think they're going to upset the Lynx or whoever ends up the two seed? No, but over the course of three games, all it needs is twice is Brittany DeGriner to have a 30-15 game and Kalia Copper continuing her MVP play. I think the Mercury and the Fever both, I don't think they're going to win, but I think they could if I had to pick.
I think that's right. All right, among the top four, who is the most vulnerable? I think it's Vegas, even though I think on their game they're the most dangerous. Are they most vulnerable in your world among the top four seeds?
I think it is. I've seen the Aces play a lot this year. They had four Olympians. They're tired. They can turn it on, and they can destroy some teams. But I think they're more vulnerable than they have been the last couple years.
Wow. Round ball with Dom, baby. Here we go. Postseason. I'm pumped up for the WNBA. Connecticut and Indiana. Carrington. Forget about Angel Reese. Carrington keeps Clark up at nights. Caitlin Clark cannot get Carrington out of her head. Coming back on Byline.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All right, down the home stretch we go. A little tube talk here on a Monday. We gotta look at the baseball here a little bit. Did not even touch it. Yankees, pretty decent shape, right? You gotta say that. Pretty decent shape. What do we got left? The Mets, the Lindor back injury. Man, the Mets have been the hottest team in baseball. The Mets and Tigers have been just on fire. Lindor, you could, in a non-Otani great year, you would have to make the case that Francisco Lindor would be right there for MVP. Now the back goes. MRI, have not seen it. The New York papers were lit up with a lot of Lindor talk and how bad their football teams are. But we shall see. They can't win. They cannot win without Lindor. Can't win. They're in a battle for their life in the wild card. How about the Braves? Braves and Dodgers 2-2, and then the Dodgers hung a 7 spot top of the ninth on the Braves. They win it last night 9-2. Ouch. Phillies bounce back against the Mets. The division races are pretty much sewn up. It's all about wild cards right now, and I'm going through, you know, Astros, Padres got a lot of juice tonight, but really it's about Monday Night Football. You got the Falcons. We'll see about Cousins. Paid them a boatload of money. They've got Philly. And Philly obviously flexed their muscles. That game is in Philly, so I was right. We shall see. I like the Eagles double digits tonight, though. I do. I think Hurts is really motivated. A lot was made of divisiveness. Well, sometimes teams, you know, use dissension and divisiveness and disdain for the coach, and it's a motivator. So who knows? Other times, teams tank and coaches get fired, right? But interesting. So I'll give you that tonight. All right, good job out of the whole crew. Thank you, Dominic. Thank you, Tyler McKinney. Or I should say Levine. I don't know why I call him Tyler McKinney. And also thank you to Zaid Hussein. We'll do Andy Talley tomorrow. For Dominic Jimenez and the whole crew, I'm Marty Terrell. Stay tuned. Jeff and Jen throughout the night. The Riches talking the world of sports here as part of Sports Overnight on Byline. Adios.